Pachinko by Min Jin Lee, narrated by Alison Hiroto.
For Christopher and Sam. Book 1. Goyang, Hometown, 1910 to 1933. Home is a name, a word. It is a strong one, stronger than magician ever spoke, or spirit answer to, in strongest conjuration. Charles Dickens. Chapter 1. Yeongdo, Busan, Korea. History has failed us, but no matter. At the turn of the century, an aging fisherman and his wife decided to take in lodgers for extra money. Both were born and raised in the fishing village of Yeongdo, a five-mile-wide islet beside the port city of Busan. In their long marriage, the wife gave birth to three sons, but only Huni, the eldest and the weakest one, survived. Huni was born with a cleft palate and a twisted foot. He was, however, endowed with hefty shoulders, a squat build, and a golden complexion. Even as a young man, he retained the mild, thoughtful temperament he'd had as a child. When Huni covered his misshapen mouth with his hands, something he did out of habit meeting strangers, he resembled his nice-looking father, both having the same large, smiling eyes. Inky eyebrows graced his broad forehead, perpetually tanned from outdoor work. Like his parents, Huni was not a nimble talker, and some made the mistake of thinking that because he could not speak quickly, there was something wrong with his mind. But that was not true. In 1910, when Huni was 27 years old, Japan annexed Korea. The fisherman and his wife, thrifty and hardy peasants, refused to be distracted by the country's incompetent aristocrats and corrupt rulers who had lost their nation to thieves. When the rent for their house was raised again, the couple moved out of their bedroom and slept in the anteroom near the kitchen to increase the number of lodgers. The wooden house they had rented for over three decades was not large, just shy of 500 square feet. Sliding paper doors divided the interior into three snug rooms, and the fisherman himself had replaced its leaky grass roof with reddish clay tiles to the benefit of his landlord, who lived in splendor in a mansion in Busan. Eventually, the kitchen was pushed out to the vegetable garden to make way for the larger...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?